Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Wassalatu Wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, Amma Ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that a person who sends 50 times durood upon me, I will shake hand with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatam wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya habiballah. Dearest viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, once again we are blessed with this wonderful opportunity to learn ilm deen. Every opportunity of learning true ilm deen is a wonderful opportunity and is a great opportunity. In this silsila, we normally discuss few verses of the Holy Quran and give brief commentary, brief tafsir. In this silsila, we will discuss verse number 150 of Surah Al-Baqarah and few more verses along with it.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن حيث خرجت فولي وجهك شطر المسجد الحرام وحيث ما كنتم فولوا وجوهكم شطره لئلا يكون للناس لئلا يكون للناس عليكم حجة إلا الذين ظلموا منهم فلا تخشوهم واخشوني ولأتم نعمتي عليكم ولعلكم تهتدون.
Translation from Kanzul Iman. And O beloved, wherever you come from, turn your face towards the sacred masjid. And, O Muslims, wherever you may be, turn your face towards it only, so that people may not have a proof against you, except those amongst them who commit injustice. Therefore, do not fear them, and fear me, and face the Kaaba for this reason, that I may complete my favor upon you, and that you may somehow attain guidance. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, O beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherever you come from, turn your face for prayer towards the sacred masjid. And O Muslims, wherever you may be, traveling or in jungle or at home, turn your face for prayer only towards the Holy Kaaba, so that people may not have an argument against you. As the idol worshippers may say, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam claims to follow the creeds of Ibrahim alayhi salam, but he disregards his Qibla. and those amongst them who do injustice due to their hostility towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will say, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam only changed to this direction because of his natural inclination towards the idol worshipping religion of his forefathers. Now these are unjust people and they talk unjustly. Therefore, do not fear them for whatever they say, and fear me alone, and face the Kaaba for this reason, that I may complete my favor upon you, and that you may in some way attain guidance.
كَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا فِيكُمْ رَسُولًا مِنْكُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِنَا وَيُزَكِّيكُمْ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُم مَّا لَمْ تَكُونُوا تَعْلَمُونَ.
As we have sent to you a great messenger from amongst you, that he recites to you our verses and purifies you, and teaches you the book and sound knowledge, that is the wisdom, and teaches you that which you knew not. It is said to the Muslims in this verse that changing of Qibla towards Kaaba was indeed a great bounty. Now even the greater bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioned in this verse. Allah Almighty talks about the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we have sent to you a great messenger from amongst you. In order to complete the favor, and this messenger, this great messenger, recites to you our verses and purifies you from the impurity of disbelief and sins and idol worshipping, and teaches you the book and the sound knowledge. And sound knowledge means here Islamic jurisprudence, that is Islamic fiqh, and teaches you that which you knew not. That is to say, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the knowledge of seen and unseen to his noble companions.
فَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ.
So remember me, I shall publicize you by giving you true fame and help, and acknowledge my right and do not be ungrateful. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, so remember me through the prayer, pious deeds, glorification and the like. I shall publicize you, that is to say, your name will become renowned with true praises. Also, it means I will reward you. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that Allah Azza wa Jal says, whoever remembers me in himself, I will remember him in myself. And whoever remembers me in an assembly, I will remember him in an assembly more excellent than his. And acknowledge my right by being obedient, and do not be ungrateful towards me through disobedience.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين.
O believers, seek help from patience and salah. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. It is said to the believers in this verse, O believers, seek help from patience and salah. It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah that whenever any calamity would strike, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would seek help from salah. For example, he would perform Salatul Istisqa or Salatul Hajat, etc. Indeed, Allah is with those who are patient. We understand from this verse that the rank of a patient believer is very high because Allah Azza wa Jal is with him. That is, he has the divine support of Allah on his side.
وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتٍ بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ
And those who are slain in the path of Allah, do not say that they are dead. Rather, they are alive. Yes, you are not aware that martyrs are alive. It is said in this verse that those who are killed in the path of Allah, slain in the path of Allah, do not say that they are dead. Rather, they are alive. Their souls, according to a hadith mubarakah, are in the forms of green birds that take wings to fly freely wherever they wish to in paradise. Yes, you are unaware of the precise condition of the life of the martyrs. We are prohibited to neither call the martyrs as dead nor regard them as such. In another place, Allah Almighty says, those who are slain in the path of Allah do not even think that they are dead.
وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ
And we will definitely test you with some fear and hunger and with some deficiency of wealth, lives and fruits and give glad tidings to those who are patient. Allah Almighty says regarding Muslims that they shall definitely be tested with some fear of enemy and hunger by the way of drought and with some deficiency of wealth as a result of destruction and lives as a result of killing, death and diseases and fruits by the way of crop damage or a test through their children. And believers are tested by many ways. That is to say, Allah will test the believers to see if they patiently persevere or not and give glad tidings to those who are patient during calamities.
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون.
The patient ones are those that when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, we belong to Allah, and only to Him we are to return. In this verse, the patient believers are qualified, and it is said that those are the groups of patient believers who, when they are afflicted with any calamity, they say, "We belong to Allah. We are His possession, His bondsmen, with whom He does as He pleases. And only to Him we are to return in the hereafter." So they say, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." It is mentioned in a hadith mubarakah that Allah Azza wa Jal converts the adversity of a believer into expiation of his sins. Alhamdulillah, once again we had this opportunity to learn few verses of the Holy Quran with brief tafsir. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand Quran Majeed and practice upon it and the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wherever in the world you are, stay in touch with Dawat Islami. Keep watching Madani channel, travel in Madani qafilas, and give your donations, particularly in the month of Ramadan, to Dawat Islami. Your zakat, your lillah, your fitrah, because Dawat Islami is a credible organization, transparent organization, and doing wonderful work all over the world. May Allah bless you, your family. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatum wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Habib Allah.
Quran, Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran, towards understanding the Holy Quran.